Hi, I'm Tom Rush. I've been playing and recording for, I guess it's 56 years now. Hard to believe, but it's what the calendar says. And this is my music journey.
Appreciating how the moon does shine, sitting and listening to some old John Prine. My baby loves me. Oh, life is fine. The fish are biting and the beer is cold. Night is young and the bourbon's old. My baby loves me. Oh, life is gold.
Life is more than fine these days for longtime musician Tom Rush. But if not for an entertaining relative, he may have taken another path.
My earliest memories actually are kind of negative. I was forced to take piano lessons for years and years, which was a terrible experience for everyone involved, for me, for the teacher. Innocent bystanders were harmed, and it was grim. But I had an older cousin. He was my dad's age, but he was my cousin. His name was Bo Beals, and he played the ukulele, and he was a lot of fun. This guy could take a lit cigarette, flip it back into his mouth, dive into the swimming pool, and blow smoke bubbles from underwater. When you're 10 years old, that's huge. And he played ukulele, and he taught me how to play a bunch of old silly songs that were great. And that was when I decided that music could be fun.
Rush has been credited with helping to shape the nation's folk music revival in the 1960s. Voices marks his first recorded material in nearly a decade. It also represents the first time he wrote most of the songs, 10 of the 12 to be exact. But even he has a hard time explaining where they came from.
The other two are traditional songs because I didn't want to compromise my folk singer credentials. I've always done maybe one or two of my own and the rest by other people. Songs that aren't well known, writers that aren't well known, but mainly other people's stuff. So this one, I don't know where the songs came from. They just started popping out in and out of nowhere, and at some point I said, wait a minute, I got enough songs to do an album. And so we did.
There are voices at the ocean's edge, voices in the foam, singing songs of high adventure, singing songs of going home. There are voices in the stillness, voices in the storm, voices in the dying sun, and the day that's being born. And if you listen, you can hear them. You can hear them if you're still. They have always sung for you, and they always will.
The song that I named the album after, Voices, is one that people seem to respond to very positively. It's a kind of a contemplative thing. Basically saying there's a lot going on that we miss because we're just not paying attention. And then there's one I wrote for my bride, another quiet song called Far Away.
I still can see the smile that won my heart through sunny times and stormy times. The years they've rolled and flowed, and if I have my way, we'll never part. The blossom is such beauty, but the blooming is too brief. His beauty is a treasure, time's a thief. Yesterday steals tomorrow, tomorrow steals today. So come, my love, come, let's steal away. Oh, far away, far away. Tell my troubles I'm not home today. Just lie here in my arms, we'll sing another song. Tell the world we've gone so far away.
But I don't like to tell people what songs mean, because you write the song and then somebody else listens to it. And each person that listens to a song brings their own experience to it, their own background, their own predilections. And so it's kind of a team effort between the writer and the listener. I don't think it's appropriate for the writer or the musician to tell you what the song is supposed to mean. It means whatever resonates with you and your particular circumstance.
Turn up the music and turn down the lights. Telling your boy she's gonna dance all night. Play it loud, drive it fast. If the brakes don't work, just hit the gas. How can she dance like that? still have the heart of an angel. How can she dance like that and still have the soul of a girl? And when she turned up the heat, you can feel the sizzle. And if she asked me, boys, you know I try to give her the world. Go on now.
Variety is probably the best descriptor of Rush's latest collection of songs. And after more than 5 decades in music, he still enjoys performing.
It's fun with a capital F. And getting up on stage and sharing songs that you really love is a terrific experience. And I still love doing shows. The traveling gets a little harder all the time, partly because of Homeland Security and partly just because I'm not 23 anymore. But I love the time I get to spend on stage. I look at the shows as being, you know, kind of a vacation for people, a little bit of an oasis. So I hope they go away feeling refreshed and energized and happy.
Rush says he's never tried to control the direction the music takes, so he'll continue to write and record as the songs come to him. He's in the process of writing a couple books and even delving into art by creating sculptures. He sure crafted some good songs on Voices. My thanks to Tom Rush for his time, and especially his music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.
My best girl, she's big and round. She got a snake tattooed on her good right arm. And sometimes in the night, we'll go dancing. My best girl.